Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 installers that they recommend. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. And as we like to say around these parts, the Odd Couple, it's the way sports talk radio should be. Keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. We promise we will be better and more entertaining than the NBA All-Star Game. My goodness! We're going to get to that atrocity that was on national television last night. But first, let me bring in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? You owe me an apology from Friday when you told me that the NBA All-Star Game was better than a baseball All-Star Game.
The baseball one ain't no good either, but still.
That was ridiculous.
Oh my God, Chris. It was unwatchable.
Even Chris Broussard, who loves the NBA,
I watched it, but it was hard.
For a Golden Girls marathon yesterday.
I did watch it, and I knew the first three quarters would be bad, and I was expecting, okay, it'll get competitive. No, it didn't.
And
it
we will get to it, but Mike Malone, give him credit.
Mike is a straight shooter.
He is.
Mike is a straight shooter, and yeah, you're absolutely right.
But how's your holiday? We're working on the holiday. Today, of course, is President's Day. Remember, it used to be two holidays, and they changed
it. Didn't even feel like a holiday. The only time it felt like a holiday was when I drove in and out of New York City today for my television show, First Things First. No traffic, so that was nice. But had a great weekend. Rob went to a dinner with my wife and a concert. Gregory Porter, the jazz singer.
Where was this?
Really good. He could sing, man.
Wow.
It was in Newark and New Jersey Performing Arts Center NJ Pack. Nice.
I know that place downtown.
It's a beautiful,
it's
beautiful.
Nice. I know it is.
People might be thinking, Newark. No, it's a beautiful
downtown
facility.
Where they have the arena and everything. I know it's real nice. Yep.
Cedric Entertainer is going out. The Entertainer is going to be there, too. I think, in April. So I think I'm gonna go check him out.
Who?
Cedric the Entertainer.
Okay. I saw you guys went to brunch, too, the family. So that looked like
family went to brunch with my mother-in-law, my daughters, and my wife. So, yeah, we had a good weekend, man. What about you?
Yeah, just around the crib, nothing major. Just taking care of stuff, getting ready. Baseball
just
season.
Just slimming
MLB
down,
Pro.
Baby. Looking good, too. I could tell.
What's that?
On the Zoom. Looking good. Looking good.
Hey, it's been a month, man, Chris. I'm losing weight.
That's great, man. That is great.
Hey, you know what? Once I stop, I can do it. You've seen me do it before.
No, I have. I have.
I'm definitely, my clothes are looser. Like, my weigh date is, I'm waiting a month, so I got two more days.
Oh, you haven't weighed yourself yet.
No, I'm weighing myself, but I know I've lost some weight, so I'll do it in 2 days, see where I'm at from the original weight, and then go start working. And then, as Alex knows, I've talked to him, then I'm mixing in some trainers. So right now, all I'm doing is walking, cardio, eating right, drinking a lot of water. So I'm good right there.
Okay.
All right.
What, do you care to give us your original weight?
It was the heaviest I'd ever been, like 220. That's heavy for me.
All right.
I'm 6'4", but it was heavy, you know?
Yeah, for 6'4", that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Except the most couple of it was crew, in my stomach.
DJ Alex Tyshirt is in the house. I'm shocked that he's here on a holiday, Rob. It's hard enough getting him in on regular work.
Oh, stop it. Stop.
Are you sick? Did you lose your way and forgot it was a holiday? What happened?
Rob, no, actually, what I did for Chris, I'll do for you real quick, Rob, too. On President's Day, we remember the greatest and the tribulations of those who have molded our history and developed the nation we all live in today.
I asked him, Rob, to do impersonations of us since he's good with the voiceover. So he's working.
Okay.
He's working on it. We
got Rob Barger.
Brandon in for super producer Rob G. That's good. He's running things. And on the updates, you heard him, the loquacious Mr. Brian Finley.
Real quick, go ahead. Let me hear it real quick. Go ahead.
What you want to hear?
B. Finn?
No, he was going to do me real quick.
Oh, you ready? Yeah. I got this one. You ready?
Well,
Here we go.
Well, I can do Rob. you ready, Alex?
Chris, I haven't heard that since Moby Dick was a guppy.
They're older than the Louisiana Purchase. My goodness.
Morning.
Whatever.
All right, let's get this party started. Rob, 184-175. Team Giannis defeats Team LeBron in the NBA All-Star Game. Your thoughts?
Awful. Awful. And you know what? On that note, Chris, people are trying to figure out what they should do as far as fixing it. My phone just blew up from friends. We're like, this is all, everybody. It wasn't even like, everybody was like, this is awful.
I haven't heard one person say.
Am I right? That it wasn't awful.
No, it was. Rob, look, we've talked about this before. I think it turned in 2015 when Russell Westbrook won MVP. Nothing against him. It wasn't on him. But it just became all three-pointers and dunks, wide-open dunks in Madison Square Garden. That's where it was held in New York City. But this was – I think this was the worst. This was just
– unwatchable.
Yeah,
unwatchable.
It was terrible, man. It's an embarrassment. I'm sorry.
I'll say this. I know people are trying to come up with ways of fixing it, Chris, but I'm going to be honest right now. I think Adam Silver and the NBA should think about abolishing or canceling or moving away from an NBA All-Star game. If that's what we're going to get when it's supposed to be the highlight of the best players, everybody on the same court, you know, watching a little basketball. Nobody wants anybody to get hurt, Chris, but I'm sure they play a little bit harder when they practice or play in the summer against other competition.
Right,
they play better than
with
that.
Each other, no doubt. No.
And they just decided that they were going to dump on the fans, and that's what it is, man. You can't keep doing this. Like you can't keep pushing the fans away from the game. Like the regular season doesn't matter. We don't have to play when we don't want. Now the All-Star game. Yeah, we'll go to Utah, but we're not doing anything. Like what's the purpose of it? Cancel the game.
They can't cancel the game. First of all, you know how big it is for the NBA. I mean, it's a whole week. It starts Wednesday. There's parties. There's marketers, endorsers, community service. Like the weekend, and I think you would agree with this, the weekend is fun. When you go as a media person or just a fan, the weekend itself is great. But and let's keep it real. And we'll get to this in another segment. The dunk contest, Mac McClung got busy.
Okay, and so what did they do to get that kid? He's not even in the league.
Well, he'll probably get cut tomorrow.
Okay, that was my point, is that kid had something to prove.
I'm going to say this. Mac McClung should be in the NBA. Keep him around for the next few years. He deserves it. He saved out. Saves too strong. I don't think they will cancel the dunk contest. But keep that kid around. He deserves to. He might not play another minute, but keep him on the bench as a 15th man, 12th man, whatever it is. He deserves it for that show he put on. But, Rob, it was I don't even think I don't think the players just, like, stiffed the fans. But, let me start here because there's a lot of places we can go. Rob, don't even think that was fun to play in. Because I've played open gyms. You know, like you have a nice run. You've been playing for a few hours. And then there's that last game. Everybody's kind of tired. Everybody's kind of done. And it's just cherry picking. No defense. It's a bad game. It's not even fun. And that's what this looked like to me. It looked like 48 minutes of just throwing up bogus three-pointers and dunking. Rob, and I did this calculation because we was on TV earlier, first things first. Guess what percentage of the shots attempted, not made, attempted, were either three-pointers, dunks, or layups?
80%.
94%.
Wow.
241 of, I believe it was 254 or 55 shot attempts were 255. 241 of 255 were layups, dunks, or threes. Think about that. And Rob, I'm going to say this. I don't think you cancel the game. It's not like the NFL where, you know, like the NFL, we get why they don't go hard. I mean, you're not getting hurt.
I understand that, but if you're not going to get that effort, like you can't keep doing this, Chris. Like, this can't be a repeat. Nah, if you do this next year, I really, like, you're doing a disservice to the league and to TNT. You think TNT wants that? Like, seriously.
Well, I don't know what the ratings were. We heard Adam Silver say in his State of the League address this weekend that the load management and guys being hurt and all that have not hurt the ratings. He feels like they're hanging on strong. He feels like it hasn't hurt the popularity of the game. But regardless, Rob,
he sounds like a guy who doesn't buy tickets. I mean,
one thing I think is this, and, you know, let's keep it real, too. Most of those people in the stands are corporate people. Especially in the lower
bowl. Not everybody. There are people
who buy. No, but most. Most. No. You can't even get. Like, no, it's hard to even get a ticket.
In the stands,
up in the top.
Too.
Yes, yeah, in the top. But it's mostly. I say the bottom 9,000 to 10,000 might be corporate people. But for the most part. Here's the thing, Rob. I think today's game, the way they play, is making the problem worse. And here's my explanation. Years ago, we know we're not going to sit up here and act like, oh, in 1987, they were going as hard as they could. It was like a playoff atmosphere. No. But they did play harder than this. And late in the game, the fourth quarters, it usually got real competitive. But I'll say this, Rob. Years ago, when the game was more centered around the paint, and anybody who wants to watch YouTube, go look at films of the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s, the game was much more centered around the painted area. And when that was the case, Rob, even if you weren't defending hard, when a guy went to the basket and got in the paint or got near the rim, there was resistance, right? Like, there were people in the paint, and they were going to put their hands up, defend you a little. So it was resistance. Nowadays, and I'm not blaming the players for this. I'm just saying this is the fact of the matter in my view. when guys are so spread out and it's five out or at least four out by around the three-point line, if you don't take a long three and nobody's playing defense, you just drive by your man because he's not trying to stop you. There's nobody in the paint. And if it is, it's one guy who's going to let you go, as we saw yesterday. And that's why it's all three-pointers or dunks and layups. Yeah. And it really looks bad. Like, it looks horrible, Rob. It was. You know how big of a basketball fan I am. Everybody does.
Right.
It was basically unwatchable.
It was unwatchable. And I think anybody who's honest with it, that's why I said Mike Malone calling it like the worst game he'd ever seen.
He said it was the worst basketball game ever played. And he coached, LeBron.
That speaks volumes for a guy to really say it, because he knows it. He's not trying to hide it. You said that he's a straight shooter. It was just refreshing to hear that and not try to gloss it over. It was just bad for everybody who watched it, I'm sure, who were at the arena. And you, like you said, some of the players who were there in that game, probably like, this was garbage. This is a waste of time.
Yeah, and I don't know if they look at it like a waste of time, although maybe some of the more serious guys. Jokic, I don't know if he had fun, you know, but – It was bad. And Rob, Jason Tatum set a record, 55 points. We got to say that. But good for him. He hit 10 of 18 threes. But other than somebody doing that, Rob, I don't even know how you would pick an MVP.
Right.
Right?
You couldn't pick one, but then you just have to go.
Yeah, if he
would
have scored 40, Donovan Mitchell had 40, Embiid had 32, Kyrie had 32. Like, how would you even pick an MVP? Because it wasn't like anybody did anything like for real. Jason Tatum just was hitting threes. He hit more than anybody else. By the way, he took the most shots too. You know, so that's why he was probably the MVP.
He had 55 points on 55 shots. That's pretty darn good.
Darn near,
right?
22 for 31. I mean, it was hot, but who could?
No, I know.
I mean, there was no defense, so it was bad. But we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Did you happen to enjoy the All-Star game? Maybe you're that a rare person out there who actually thought it was all the way live. Otherwise, what do you think they can do to fix it? Is it just too far gone?
Or should they cancel it?
Nah,
I'm talking about the game, not the weekend, Chris. You could do something else.
I still wouldn't cancel the game.
I'm not talking about –
because they have – think about it. They have All-Star Saturday. What else would you do?
Well, you could do some other skills or do something else.
They got the skills thing. They got the dunk thing. They got the three-point, like, Saturday. I hear you, but, they already do all that stuff. I don't know what else they could do. You know they want to play a one-on-one tournament.
But I'm just saying, if they're going to play it like that as we go forward, it's going to be even worse year by year is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's
going to
keep getting worse.
It's going to get worse, not better.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. Then you'll have all your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Did you happen to like the All-Star game? If not, as we imagine most of you will say, how would you fix it? Your turn to weigh in.
All right. Let's kick it off with Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday. What's up, Marty?
Hello? Is Hello? Marty there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, buddy? How you doing, Marty?
I'm sorry. I went through a little valley there. How y'all doing this Magic City Monday?
We are great, man. How are you?
I'm good. You know, this question, it's a difficult one. The game continues to lean more the wrong direction. The NBA as a whole, with superstars taking games off, and the All-Star game being what it is now, is driving fans away. And at some point, I know that guys are trying to stay healthy, but at some point, it is entertainment, and you got to feed where the money supplied from. And I think one way that could motivate these players is let every choose, like I'm talking like some serious money, like $1 million to the winning team, each player to their neighborhood, a charity of their choice, to their neighborhood where they're from, and the MVP even gets something a little more for their neighborhood. You that hits guys home. That might just motivate them to come out and play to win.
Maybe. It'd be interesting. I heard today somebody else suggested each player just get on the winning team, get $1 million. It'd be like, what, $12 million the league would give out? The thing is, they should be motivated to play.
You. See, Chris, just, I'm with you. They should be motivated. This is a part of the job description.
Right.
It's a part of you being an athlete. It's a part of selling the game to the masses. Yep. Everybody's at home watching. To the fans, to people. This is a part of you wrapped up in everything that you get. All the extras, Chris, and all the other things that come your way. This is what you got to do. I'm sure most people would rather, most people would rather go home and not go to the All-Star game and relax and be away from all that. But there's a responsibility in growing the league. There just is.
Rob, you and I say it all the time. There are nights, as much as we enjoy our job, there are nights you don't feel like coming on the air.
Exactly.
And you just got to push through it and do it. You're a professional.
I think they should
have some professional pride.
Chris, everybody tunes in. They want to hear us. We can't.
Right.
Rob and Chris decided they don't feel like doing the show tonight.
Oh, right. Or
really?
If we do it, we're going to
mail it
half
in.
Step. Yeah. And no. So it's just.
All right.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
Let's squeeze in Sheila in Milwaukee. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hello.
Hi, Sheila.
Yes. Hi, Sheila. How you doing?
So I just have two things to say. One, I was relieved when Giannis didn't play because he gets physical and plays bully ball whether he wants to or not. It's just part of who he is. I don't want to see any of our all-stars end up injured and then ruining their chances for the playoffs when they can make a deep run, number one. But number two, they could do something like have it be a silly Globetrotter type of game or have them play flag football.
Well, I don't know that anybody wants to see that. flag football. But I agree. Giannis, Rob, the times he's played, he looks like he's out of, like, in his element. Because he's actually going kind of hard. Yeah. Right. It's like he's trying to go hard. And I think it was Mike Malone said Embiid and maybe Kyrie. He mentioned a few guys who were trying to go hard. Rob, part of the thing is this, though. A game dunk is only really good if there's some resistance.
Exactly. Right?
A made jump shot aside, is great it's no if big it's some deal. Resistance. Right, right. If guys are just stepping aside watching you, I mean, come on. So,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Derek Carr visited the Jets. Let me ask you this. Do you, you know, there's talk of Aaron Rodgers. We don't even have to talk Lamar Jackson right now. I think we both agree that if he were available, you should try to get him if you're the Jets. But we don't know if he'll be available. But Derek Carr, Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy Garoppolo, who do you think of those three should be the Jets' first choice?
I just don't see the Jets and Aaron Rodgers repeating the Brett Favre thing. I think Derek Carr. Derek Carr makes more sense. Derek Carr, the Jets are a young team, Chris. They might not be ready to compete or win a championship this coming year, but will they be good maybe in 2 or 3 years? Derek Carr's still young, you know, younger. He could, yeah, he could grow with that. Yeah, he could grow with that team. And in 3 years, they're really viable. I would go with Derek Carr with a young team. You add Aaron Rodgers, you're not winning the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. Look at the AFC. Look at the other younger quarterbacks that are already there. You know what I mean? I don't believe that that is the only thing that they're missing. They're a young team. So I would try to get Carr, Chris, give it 3 years. And in 3 years, say to yourself, man, we had a shot. We're in the AFC Championship game or whatever. And we had a shot at a Super Bowl, and that's what you're trying to do when you're a franchise like the Jets.
I agree. Best case scenario with Aaron Rodgers, you're still not likely to get to the Super Bowl,
and let
alone win.
You got 1 year,
it.
And that's all
right.
You got.
Right, absolutely. So I agree. I would go after Derek Carr. And look, he's 31 years old. Rodgers is 39. And Derek Carr has had a good career, right? He's made 4 Pro Bowls in his 9 seasons. And Rob, here's the thing about Carr. Because I've often been like, man, he's pretty good, but he can't win. He can't win. He can't win. Well, their defenses have been atrocious.
Chris, last year they gave up 4 double-digit leads. There were games that Derek Carr got them 17-point leads in the first half, and they disappeared.
Yep. They have never, in his 9 years with the Raiders, never have they had a team defensively that was ranked within the top 20. 20th in the league has been the highest their defense has ever been rated. And over the course of his time in the league, they're downright either 31st or 32nd, which would be dead last in overall defense. I mean, it's just been bad. And so, plus he's had, Rob, 6 different coaches, 5 different offensive coordinators. I know this would obviously be another coach and another coordinator.
Yeah,
but my point is, he just hasn't had stability at all, and he hasn't had a decent defense.
And the difference, too, what you were talking about, Chris, is that with the same organization.
Right.
It's different if you move on and you get, of course, a new coach or a new coordinator. You're talking about 5 coordinators with the same organization. That's ridiculous.
In 9 years? That's crazy. That's not even – you don't even have a guy for 2 straight years in most cases. So, yeah, I think he'd be good, Rob. The Jets do have a top 5 defense. Breece Hall is a really nice running back, assuming he gets back to what he was.
Right, because he got hurt
healthy
last year. See, that's ACL, another thing people forget with when their team kind of went the other way. You know, they were missing him. And I'm not making any excuses about the quarterback play, which was bad. But, Chris, when you become one-dimensional and you can't run the ball and you don't have a guy like that, it just makes it easier to defend somebody. It just does. No. It's just the NFL.
Had they had some decent quarterback play, they may make the playoffs. They were close as it was.
Right. What were they, 7-3 at one point? You're supposed to make the playoffs. If you finish, 4-4?
Yeah, that's 11 wins. That's right? 11-6. You're getting in the playoffs. So, I think Garrett Wilson is a great receiver, great young rookie receiver. So, they do have a lot of talent. Derek Carr, Rob, 4 years. I mean, he would be your quarterback going forward. You're thinking if you sign him, you're thinking 4 years, this is our guy, maybe more, maybe longer.
31 to 35 is perfect.
And again, if it goes well, he might be there after that. But I would definitely look at him. The other thing, Rob, is he's cheaper than Aaron Rodgers, and you won't have to trade draft picks. To get Aaron Rodgers, you're going to have to trade some of your top draft picks. You won't have to do that with Derek Carr. So it just makes all the sense in the world. Now, from Carr's perspective, Rob, look, the Saints would be, they're supposedly in the running. That would be a good spot. There are a couple of places in the NFC that would seem to make sense. Washington, they got a pretty decent defense, some good receivers. They have a pretty decent team around the quarterback. Ron Rivera's been a good coach. And now you got Eric Bieniemy as the offensive coordinator. I mean, that's not a bad look if they're in the running. But I'm not saying he shouldn't go to the Jets because, obviously, as I just said, I like the fit. But you are still in the AFC. In the NFC, Rob, who you got? Jalen Hurts might be the best quarterback in the NFC. Dak Prescott. Like, most of the better quarterbacks are in the AFC, and most of the better teams. The Niners are a great team, but we don't know who their quarterback is right now. So it would behoove him to stay in the NFC. I'm not saying don't go to the Jets, but I'm him, that would certainly play a role in my thinking, because I'm sure at this point, Rob, he wants to win.
And that's why I still, Chris, believe he's going to wind up with the Packers. They'll load it up one more
year. I'm talking about Derek Carr.
Oh, Derek Carr. Okay. Yeah.
Derek Carr,
though, I think with a younger team and looking for a new situation, this is one that they haven't had a quarterback to be solidified for years. Like this would be a great landing spot where he could sign a 4-year contract and know he's going to play for the next 4 years. You know, and I think that the Jets are looking for somebody like that, not a 1 year stop gap. They're not a 1 year quarterback where they got everything else in place and they just need a quarterback. They're a little more than that.
And now, but they could be good. I mean, if I'm them, obviously you're shooting for the moon, no matter what team. But I mean, they're good, Rob. They're a pretty good team. We've seen teams make jumps. They should be thinking at least playoffs. And I'm not saying they're definitely a playoff team with him. I think probably, but the AFC is so deep and tough that I don't know. But I think they, you know, we know now there aren't that many five-year plans in the NFL anymore. So, and you mentioned their quarterback. Like, who was the last quarterback they had that was their guy, like, period? Ken O'Brien?
Mark Sanchez got the two AFC. No, he got the two AFC championships.
Yeah, he lasted four years.
He wasn't there long, but I'm just saying Mark Sanchez got them to the height of the organization, at least in the last 20 years. Would you say that?
Yeah. I mean, he was Rex Ryan was coaching, and, you know, Sanchez was all the rage for a hot minute, Rob.
Sanchez.
He wasn't great,
don't you remember
but
that? They were calling him Sanchez.
Yeah. He was on GQ, the cover of GQ. And I mean, but that team was very much a defensive team.
No, it was defensive.
But he managed it all okay.
But he also had to throw. Like, he beat the Patriots in New England, if you go back and look at that game. And he had a couple touchdowns. It wasn't all running where he wasn't involved. I mean, he had to throw the ball some.
Right. He threw 26 touchdowns 1 year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he was solid, but yeah, he just fell apart. And then before him, it was Chad Pennington. Obviously, you know, Vinny Testaverde, they had a little success, but that was only a couple of years too. So it's been a long time, Rob. I mean, that's one reason they're a moribund franchise. And so we'll see if Derek Carr ends up there, would he turn it around? All right, Shekel City is next. Keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, last time we saw Shekel City, which was Friday, I was 3-0, but that didn't help me. Over the weekend, nothing was going on. And Chris, there's nothing going on until Thursday. How about that for Shekel City? No NBA games. Like, this is like a bye week. Like no games till Thursday. Brutal. Maybe the XFL should try to put some games on now because did you watch on the weekend?
No, I didn't watch. I wasn't avoiding it. I just was busy with other stuff. But I have no idea what happened.
Crowd, in the XFL. No. The crowd was down even from the last time that they had the league on the
you root against these upstart football leagues.
Yeah, because I've seen them. Because Chris, I've seen them like for 25 years. It's not new. Like,
but it's
like
one thing it's not going to work. But you feel like you really root against them.
Because you know why? I just think that they keep doing the same thing over and over. It's not that people they like NFL football. They like high quality football. I'm just not sure that the way that they market this, if you take it to smaller places, Chris, that don't have pro teams or whatever, like minor leagues, then maybe I would be like,
that's what the USFL did, I believe.
Right? Like, that would make sense. This going and playing in major cities like I think the Michigan Panthers are playing at Ford Field where the Lions play. You're going to open that building up for 8,000 people to show up, Chris?
It's going to look horrible.
It's ridiculous. It's not even worth putting the lights on. I don't even know what it would cost, but they've tried this. XFL, you remember, Chris, when they had He Hate Me in the old days on NBC. They had everything going for it, and people watched the first two or three games, and then that was it. That's just it.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Like I said, it is what it is, but I agree. As much as I love football, I mean, you do want to see the better player,
don't you?
And you want to, like, college obviously isn't the highest level, but you still, you root for the schools. You know a lot about the players, you
right.
know, because they,
the
they were great in high
right.
school. Yeah, the programs. You just don't get all of that with the minor leagues, if you will. So, you know, I like it that it gives these guys a chance to collect a paycheck. Some of these guys that couldn't get to the NFL. So I'm supportive of it, but it's going to be hard. You know, there's so much going on, sports and otherwise, that it's hard to, you know, bust in, Rob, and really get a following.
Right. And the other thing is, too, I hear you about the job for other people. But, Chris, it happens over and over where the league almost can't make payroll. You know, like
right.
like this
right.
happened. This has happened so many times. What was that other league that I think it was in week two, Chris?
AAF or something like that.
Something like that. They couldn't make payroll. You remember that?
Yeah. The closest one was the USFL, the original USFL.
The original USFL.
Probably, what, 5-7 years, something
Chris,
like that?
Chris, that league was good, though, but they were taking NFL players. They were offering big money.
Yep. They took some of the Herschel Walker, Steve Young. They got
Herschel
some of the
Walker
best players
was drafted
out
to the New Jersey Generals out
yep.
of Georgia. I mean, yep. they Steve Young. Who else did you mention? Reggie
but ultimately,
White.
Even that
Reggie
didn't
White
work.
Played there, Chris.
Yep. Yep.
A lot of NFL players left the NFL for because they weren't paying in the NFL.
Right, right, right. Well, Rob, what did you think in the All-Star game? It was a big to-do made out of them picking the players, you know, before the game on the court. What'd you think of that? LeBron and Giannis made their
Well,
pick.
I don't like it because they picked them backwards. So it was still like you didn't want to embarrass anybody. Like, if you're going to do that.
Well, you still had somebody go last.
No, but but it went backwards, though.
Well, they picked the reserves first.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. That's not how you choose on a basketball court. So,
but
so
I didn't really have that big of a problem with
no,
that.
No, but what's the big deal if you're LeBron or you're Giannis and you pick somebody like –
I don't really? Think they did that to save the players from embarrassment.
Oh, I do. Why would you go backwards?
You still had a last play. I think you go backwards because you want to build up to the starters. Like, you wanted to build up the
That's
suspense.
Not how
like
you
who
pick
are the starters.
Teams when you play, though.
Well, you don't
I'm
pick
saying.
Teams with a notebook and notes either. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Giannis
yeah,
had a whole
but
notebook.
You always
I don't.
Pick.
I didn't have a problem with that. Because of course,
I
you
did.
Do. You pick when you go out there. You're standing
you
there. They would
the
have
best
the players
guy.
Standing
Who's
in front of
eight?
Them.
Who's 6'8"? You're on my team. You know
no,
what I
but
mean?
My point, Rob, don't you think they were just waiting? I don't. They still had a person that was picked last.
No, but they
were
the best
player.
Lowry
still was embarrassed, if you will, to be the last player. Jokic, who might win the third straight MVP, was the second to last player picked. So I think it was just because they wanted to build up the suspense to the starters. That's
I
my
I think it's the
opinion.
Other way around. I think they were trying. They didn't want somebody to feel like, you know, you were the last one picked for the NBA All-Star game. I think it was just
but they didn't
somebody
avoid
thought
that.
About it.
I mean, that still was the feeling.
No, but the other way was they were starters, the last ones picked.
You knew. I mean, they divided it. These are the reserves. So when Lowry Markkanen was picked last, it was clear. You're the last player picked. Like, that was obvious. It was. And Jokic, remember, Jokic walked up on LeBron because he thought he was last. He thought he was last. We just started walking over to LeBron's team. But, all right, we got plenty left to discuss. Hour number two of The Odd Couple is on the way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.